Praise the Lord. We're going to have a word of prayer, going to a word of prayer. But before I pray, there was a song on my heart, and I would just like to, I'm glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. He didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you for this day, Lord God, a day we never saw before, and we would have never seen this day had not you woke us up. We come to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you, Father God. Now, Lord Jesus, we want you to know that we appreciate you. We're not taking you for granted, Father God. We want you to have your way this day, Lord God. We want you to lead us and guide us how you choose, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we want you to know that without you, we know we are nothing, Lord. So we humble ourselves today and we allow you to have the right of way. Father God, I lift up Pastor V, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor V. Lord, I want you to grant her a special blessing, Lord God. You know what she needs today. Do it for her in Jesus' name. Pastor PK, Lord, I thank you for her too, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for these founders that answered the call, Father. I want you to bless them in a very special way, Lord God. God, you get the glory out of their lives. Keep a hedge of protection around them, Father God. Bless them to continue to do what you have called them to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the founder, oh God, Artist International, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in Artists and for what you're going to do, Lord. I lift up the founders to you, Lord. Get the glory out of their lives, Lord. Continue to bless them to draw closer to you and get a greater hallelujah understanding even the more about you, Lord. Let wisdom, knowledge, and understanding flow in their lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for my sisters and my brothers, Lord. I want you to bless them in a special way today as well. Take over, Lord God. Have your way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we won't fail to praise you, Lord. Lord, I lift up the speaker. Lord, we're hungry for your word, Lord God. We want to hear from you today. Lord, let it be hid in our hearts that we won't sin against you, Father God. Let your word fall on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus, and we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the praise, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father God, we thank you for the joy, for the love, and for the peace that shall ooze out of us. Let us be lights shining out of darkness in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We need you. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wander. Can you hear me?
Yes. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Wander, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that word of prayer. And we thank you for our tag, Triumph in the Lord Thursday. So again, I say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know that God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live Monday through Friday, rain, sleet, snow, holiday, what have you. You can count on us being here each Monday through Friday. And to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All the messages are archived and recorded from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you feel like God has placed a word in your stomach for such a time as this, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call that is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International, and they keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts hosts her master's class, the Spiritual Self-Love Series, on Thursday night. The dial-in number is 213-416-1560, and the participant's code is 821-992-738-POUND. For more information, please visit her Facebook page, and that Facebook page is Pecola Roberts. The Artists International 2015 Kickoff Conference is this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For more information, please visit your back office. So now I'm going to move out of the way so the woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than our very own Dr. Pecola Roberts. Dr. PK is truly a woman of God. She is pressing forward in the things of God, and she's doing the things that he has placed in her hand. She is the mother of two amazing children, Elisha Jr. and Zavola, and five super fantastic grandchildren. She has many other spiritual children as well. She was a chaplain in the armed forces. She was the founding pastor of Shekinah Glory Church in Jessup, Georgia, and continue to do exactly what God says. She is one of the co-founders of this very call, and she continues to impact the lives of others everywhere she places her feet. So I want to introduce to some and to present to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I like it just like that, short and to the point. I thank you for all that you do for this call. Let me acknowledge the presence of God this morning and thank him for super fantastic day here in sunny Florida. Yes, the sun is shining here for us. I thank God for each and every one of these top-notch TMC staff, which are praying, preaching, powerful warriors. And it does not take, you know, it really takes something for you to get up every day, Monday through Friday, every day to support and to do what God has given you to do to assist Dr. Vanessa and I with this call. I thank God for you. We do not take you for granted. And, of course, I do thank God for Dr. Vanessa. I tell you the truth, she is the rock that holds me steady and keep me on the straight and narrow, and that really is a job. And this morning I say good morning to my own mother, Josie, there in Texas. I am really feeling good down to my sanctified toes this morning, you all. I want you to know that when I think up on the goodness of God, I really get thankful. And right now, as I am reflecting on the fact that this is the first month in 2015, it's really easy for us to know if we have been following along. We know that Papa Diaz de Leon's birthday was January 12th, and many of you sent out shouts of thanks and celebratory statements to him. The State of the Union message by our awesome President Barack Obama, not trying to give him anything that he has not earned more than once since he has been in office. I just thank God for that man. I love him. I love him. And if you don't, just know that I do. And then we're getting tax return information documents, and you know that is real new for me because I've been out running mine for the past 3 years. I don't normally see them come in the mail, but here they are, and that says it's time to file these taxes. And so you know where we are right now in the sequence of things. And so that made me just really think about you guys, my husband, and how he would prepare. You know, I've got to change hats. I've been changing hats as you follow me. I've been changing hats. I've been working hard not to put on more hats than I should at a time, you know, wearing one at a time. And it's just really been a real change for me. And so one thing that I remember succinctly in my mind about David is his request to me one January. He came to me and he says, "Da baby, you all listen to this message this morning because this message is going to set you in place so that you can absolutely have a super fantastic 2015. So you better wake somebody up and tell them Dr. PK is getting ready to give us something." Okay. He said, "Da baby, listen, I've been praying," and that was the first thing that got me when he said he had been praying, because I considered myself the prayer warrior over the family because David was a very introvert, and I didn't even know he was praying like that. And then before he died, I'm telling you, he would pull us together and say, "We're going to pray." But it was always before, "Da baby, I need us to come together. I need you to pray," because I was the prayer warrior. You do what is, you utilize the gift that God gives you. And God made me a prayer warrior. I mean, I could pray through. And he knew that. So for him to come to me, just setting it straight for you, and say, "Da baby, I have been praying, and the Lord said to me that we are to give all of our tithe in the beginning of the year. This month, we are to pay our tithe." I said, for the year. I said, first of all, to myself, I was good, and I thank God it was nothing but an angel that was placed at the gates of my lips to hold my lips so that it was only in my mind, and I did not sway this man from what he knew that God had given him. I said to myself, "Now, when did you start praying without me? And when did God start talking to you and didn't talk to me?" And, you know, I mean, he had grown into himself. He had shot up into that spiritual place that I've been praying about all along. God is going to allow some of you to see your prayers come to fruition on your loved ones. I say, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I said, "I'm not the mathematician of the family. You are. So how much money you say we got to give to the church this month alone?" He said, "We've earned $100,000 last year. I know that we're going to get a raise this year. Somehow, I don't know. God always does it. But I'd like for us to give 10, maybe 15,000 to the church this month." I said, "Now, where do you propose that we are going to get this from?" He said, "We are going to go into my retirement account and pull it out, and we are going to do that this year. It was no discussion. Really, it was not, "Die baby, do you think? Die baby, will you pray? Die baby, will." It is, I have talked to God. Some of you ought to come with me this morning and say, I have already talked to God. I have already heard his voice, and this is what he told me to do. And by George, somebody get on board with me, but if you don't, I'm going to do it anyway. It wasn't, I'm not going into your retirement account. I'm not asking you to go with me to bank to borrow this. I've already worked it out in my head, and this is what we are going to do. As a result of that man doing that and me being obedient, you guys, sometimes that which we pray for, God said, don't forget to tell you this. And when it comes, it doesn't show up like we think it's going to show up. Isn't that some good stuff this morning? I have been praying all these years that David would take his rightful place as the spiritual head of the family, but when it came, it didn't come like I thought it would come, but when it came, I knew that it was what it was. I knew exactly, you know, I knew the hand of God. And so when God came and he showed up, and he said what he said, all I could do was, I tell you, I was stunned. I did not quite understand it. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Okay? So as a result of him doing that, I'm just giving you a story, and then I'm going to give you some scripture, because I can hear Sister Wanda right now saying, Lord, you better bring this word. You better bring some scripture to this, Pastor Roberts. I am, and I thank God for you and your tag this morning. It was powerful, triumphant. That's where we're going, in triumph. When we did that, by July, this same man came back to me and said, "Dawg, baby, guess what? We have paid all," he said, "I have paid all of the bills for this year up front." Yeah, glory. He said, "We don't have any," he said, "we don't have, you don't have to worry about the bills for the," because you know I wasn't worried anyway, but he said, "We don't have to worry about the bills for the rest of the year. God has fixed it so that we have paid all of our bills for the year, and for the rest of the year, everything that comes in, we can decide what we want to do with it. Do you think I should put the money back into my retirement account, or should we? What do you think?" Now he's asking me what I should think. What did I want to think? What did I want to do? And man, I'm sitting here with my mouth dropped wide open. For the next 6 months, all the money that comes in, we can do anything that we choose to do with it. Now we need to sit down and we need to plan on what we should do. Why did I tell you this little story this morning? I told you this story this morning because I want you to understand that when you give, when you do it the way God says to do it, God will bless you. Irrational generosity, that was an irrational act of generosity on the part of my husband, based upon what God had given him to do, because he had asked God to show him how to be and live debt-free. I mean, that was his goal in life. He just did not like bills. And so the scripture that I'm going to this morning, you guys, to help you understand the importance, yes, that is the title of our message this morning, Irrational Generosity. In 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse, this is Paul talking. He was encouraging the people there in Macedonia. He says, "In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity." Somebody say rich generosity. in the midst of their very severe trial. That means that they were going through something. They were going through. Now, the Macedonians were considered those who were poverty-stricken. They lived beneath their privilege at that point. But after hearing some of Paul's teaching, this is Paul's response. He said, they have an overflowing joy. They wanted to give, but in their extreme poverty, they still had a joy about their giving. I want you to get that word joy, write it down. I want you to get happy. I want you to be cheerful. For in the third verse, for I testified that they gave, you got to hear this, as much as they were able to give. They gave. And even beyond their ability, they look to see what else they could do. I want you to get this morning. You all, it's so important, and it is so liberating. Entirely on their own, not because I had a gimmick, not because I was going to give them a prayer cloth, not because I was going to give them some water from the Jordan, not because I was going to have them out selling some pancakes and chickens and waffles, because entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the power and the privilege of the tithe is something else, for the privilege of sharing in his service for the Lord's people. Listen, somebody, the Lord just brought this to my mind. Somebody asked the question, who should I tithe to? You see, I move around a lot. And wherever I am eating, I pay there. I give a portion of my tithe there. But where I have eaten, I also pay a portion. I give a portion of my tithe at Bountiful Blessings Church of God in Christ there in Colorado Springs. But I am also here at Life Church with Pastor Craig, so I give some tithes here. I will send some tithes to Pastor Everett Thomas. No, that's not my tithe. He does not wash over my soul. But I'm sending him an offering, a free will offering. I will send Pastor Vanessa something. That's a free will offering. That's not your tithe. Your tithe go to the place where you are being fed. You don't send your tithe off to the TV ministers unless you sitting there and they're going to come and be the ones to see about you when you go to the hospital, and they're going to be the ones to bury your loved ones, and they are the one. You see where I'm coming with this, okay? Somebody on here needed to hear that this morning. You don't have to give all of your tithe to one place unless you eating everything there, and you were not, because you were eating here. So you ought to be sending something to Pastor Vanessa sometimes every now and then. Okay, they urgently pled with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave so much. We saw them in a place of poverty. Everything is not everything that shines is not gold, and everything that looked like a rock is not a rock, because if you dust it off, you got a diamond. Come on here. They gave themselves first of all to what? To the Lord. They gave themselves first of all where? To the Lord. And then by the will of God also to us. Once you give yourself to the Lord, it's easy to give yourself to others. Oh, I love that. Coin that for me, Tiffany. That, and put Dr. P.K. Roberts behind it and put it on that Facebook. Yeah. Once you give yourself to the Lord, it is easy to give yourself to others. Seventh verse, but since you excel in everything, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Acts 20 and 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hear my points. We will lead the way with irrational generosity. We truly believe it is more blessed to give than to receive. We here on the Master's Call want to be known as irrational generous people. Now, that doesn't mean that we are foolish and we just take and cast our pearls before swines. No, it doesn't mean that we just give without thinking about it. Pastor Vanessa and I are going to pray about that. But it also, I want you to know that you can go to God and he will direct you every day. You could be in the grocery store and God will say to you, go pay for that person's groceries. They can look good from head to toe, but God said to you, I want you to pay for the groceries right there. Do that. Do that. Don't tell him to come to the other ear that you don't think you're hearing him right. That is, the devil is not going to tell you to do anything good when it comes to true giving to the people of God. And so you need to understand that we all have a right to give. Now, listen. There is a difference in scarcity mindset and abundant mindset. And this is where you all need to hear me one more time. Another little story, and I'm going to go on and wrap this up. My time is out. When I first married David, my husband, he was attending a church that believed that you give your dues. And once you give your dues, that's all you had to give. And if the pastor assigned you to this particular group and this is how much your dues is, that's what you pay. So when I started talking to him about tithes, he was saying, there is no way that I'm going to give 10% upfront of what we make when we cannot pay our bills. We aren't going to do that. And so being that he was a school teacher and I was at home, yes, you all cannot believe that I was a housewife. I was. When my children were small, David and I had made a decision that I couldn't go to work until they were 2-year-old. They were talking. Both of them started talking real early. And so I had to be at home and we had to live on his little check. But God saw my heart. If you are married to somebody or you in relationship with somebody who don't understand tithes, don't badger them about it. Just pray about it and watch and see what God does. God brought that boy from that point to a point of irrational generosity and set me up in a life of super fantastic living. And I'm telling you, over the past 3 years, I have not wanted for anything, be it travel, be it food, be it clothes, nothing at all. And I'm here to tell you, I really tie it back to that moment, and then even farther back to my hearing the voice of a mother in the church who told me, don't badger your husband about what he doesn't know about spiritual things. Pray about it and watch God work it out. Now, as we come to a close this morning, Isaiah 32:8 says, but generous people plan to do what is generous, and they stand firm in their generosity. Once you make a plan to do something generous that God has directed you in doing, stand firm in it. Don't matter what it looked like, and nothing, absolutely nothing, come before my tithe. My tithe come out on an allotment every single month. I never, ever touch nor see that money. It's not mine. It belongs to God. Do not rob God. Set yourself up for success and walk and live a super fantastic life. God bless you. Back to you, my own, who is it?
Minister Kai.
Minister Kai, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Girl, I can hear you.
Okay, we'll be calling you back for the benediction. We're just going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know every need connected to this line. You know every need connected to this call. Father, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to pour back into Dr. PK a thousandfold, O Heavenly Father, so that she may continue to walk out what you have ordained for her. We thank you for our co-founders. Lord, continue to keep them in your will, walking according to your path. Lord, we know that cancer, leukemia, diabetes, and every other sickness and disease are all names, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we call it forth right now that anyone suffering from any kind of sickness or disease will walk as the healed, protecting their health, because by his stripes we are healed. So we thank you right now for the divine healing. We thank you right now that you continue to comfort the bereaved families, oh Heavenly Father. We know that only you can give them your peace, which passes all understanding. So we thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing, going to do, and have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear today's message again, you can do so for today only by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, Dr. PK's master's class is this evening, Thursdays, once a week on Thursdays, and that's the Spiritual Self-Love Series, and that dial-in number is 213-416-1560, and the participant's code is 821-992-738-POUND. For more information, you can visit her Facebook page, Pecola Roberts. And finally, the Artist International 2015 Kickoff Conference is this weekend in Las Vegas. Visit your back office for more information. We are so thankful that you have joined us on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Dr. PK, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Minister Kai, thank you so very much. You always do such a great job. As we are closing today, I say to you, giving is not something that we do. Given is who we are. Dear God, I thank you for your spirit of generosity that rests upon each of us, so that as we go out today, you will direct us to someone we can share your love with and the resources that you have blessed us with. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.